Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Let's stand together. Just one more time. No, just. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Aren't you grateful? Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation, so rich and free. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Amen. Let's open up our Bibles tonight. How many appreciate that song from my brother? Praise God for that. Hallelujah. It's good to have Brother West with us tonight. Good to have each one here. Praise God. Amen. He's worthy of praise. He's worthy of honor. Thank you, Jesus. Brother Stephen and me talked for a few minutes last night, and he said, "Man, bro, you up burning the midnight oil?" I said, "That's about right. That's about right." But Lord, He's faithful. He's good. I just believe the scriptures. He said, "There's never a trial come, but what you can handle, and what He can gives you a way of deliverance, and everything that's happened so far is just more proof of what I'm wanting to speak on tonight." So I thank the Lord for that. It helps sometimes just to get that little extra little boost, you know. That, yeah, I ain't just feeling funny. I'm being led by the Spirit of God. Amen. I trust you are as well. We didn't come to have a meaningless gathering of people, as Brother Bram put it. He said, but as Paul said, we should all come with the leading of the Spirit. Amen. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one of us to profit. So it's good to be in God's house tonight. I don't have any announcements. I'm just going to take over for a while, brother, sister. I think just going to do it, you know. And we got expressions for that, but just nuck up and get her done. So pray for me. I just feel like I'm supposed to be back here for a little bit. So I'm going to do it, even though I got college and things. We're just going to trust the Lord for that. Amen. I keep feeling like I'm forgetting an announcement. You sure there ain't something? Man, I don't know. Maybe I just got too much going through my head. But anyways, Genesis. Let's turn Genesis 19. I'd like to go to the end here. I'd like to continue on Father Abraham tonight. And skip down past everything with Lot there in Sodom. And I'd like to go to verse 27. Thank you, Lord. And Abraham got up early in the morning to the place where he stood before the Lord. And he looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah and toward all the land of the plain and beheld, and lo, the smoke of the country went up as the smoke of a furnace. And it came to pass when God destroyed the cities of the plain, that God remembered Abraham and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow when he overthrew the cities in the which Lot dwelt. I'd like to just stop right there. I'd like to preach tonight on knowing God remembers. Amen. Knowing God remembers. Amen. Let's bow our heads before the Lord. With every head bowed in His august presence that's here with us already. Would you like to lift a need up to Him with a hand? Say, "Father, you know what's behind it. And I believe with all my heart you hear my prayer." God bless you, saints. Let's pray with all that's in us. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for another gathering of the saints. We thank you, Lord, to have a place of refuge, not just this building, Lord, not just these people, but a refuge of the Word that you've opened up to us in this day, a shelter from every denominational spirit, from every demon of hell that's been unleashed out of the river Euphrates. You've given us a wall against it, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, that you've protected us, you've revealed it to us, and there's no way we could ever be deceived because we've been predestinated by the hand of God, and we thank you for that tonight, Lord. We thank you for opening up our eyes. We thank you, Lord, that when we've messed it all up, you didn't throw us away, but you took us back in your hand and you molded us back into your image once again. Thank you, Lord, for those blessed blessings that you give us, Lord, and all your promises. We come here tonight to worship you. We come to praise you. We come to see you glorified. Lord, we open up our hearts. Lord, whatever you would have to say to us, may we receive it with all that's in us and be molded into that image of the Son of God. Hear every heart's cry in this building, I pray. Heal every sickness, Lord. Deliver every captive, Lord, and fill every empty we ask. Speak through my lips, but Father, may we hear into every heart. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated today.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, brother, sister, we live in such a day of revelation, such a day of uncovering by God, that literally, I just believe it any more and more. The more I just get into the Word, the more I recognize that God has unlocked every crevice of this Word to us, to where we can go back and read Scriptures and see things that we never saw before, and don't act like you could have went and figured it out. You wouldn't have. It took a prophet to come and open those things. But what I love about it is, and I've had this many times behind the pulpit, I believe if you're really inspired in this day and you get something that you think's new, I'm going to tell you where it is. You'll find it somewhere between 47 and 65. That's right. And I've had it happen at least a couple dozen times now. I was like, man, that's a good thought. And go searching a little bit. Oh, yeah, Brother Branham did say that. That's very good. Amen. That's right. Hallelujah. That's the way inspiration works, brother, sister. That's why we don't need to have, and I appreciate ministers getting together and having meetings and things like that. That's fine. As long as we don't cross over the threshold and start becoming denominational to where we all got to get together and make sure we're all on the same outline for the year of what we're supposed to be preaching at this time, at this place. And you know what? That'll all happen if you let the Holy Ghost just preach. Hallelujah. I'm just amazed by how many preachers I hear just around here that preach on Abraham just same as I have, man. That's right. Amen. And that doesn't exalt us, it exalts him. It shows you that we don't know nothing about it, but he knows all about it. Amen. He knows all that's in your heart. Hallelujah. As we were reading through on Sunday, I went through about Lot's fall here and how that Lot, even though God was manifested right in front of them, even though the Sodomites saw angels standing right there in their midst, they had no revelation of what was really going on. Lot hemmed around about the judgment that was to come. Like, well, I guess we all... I mean, that's a good sermon. I think it's a good word. I think that's a good way to live, brother. Yeah, we ought to maybe get out of Sodom. No. The fire and brimstone is coming out of heaven like you ain't never seen before. You need to run out of here.
Amen.
What I think, though, is that Abraham never got down in that mess. Abraham was delivered from that. Abraham was on a mountain alone with God.
Amen.
Before, on chapter 18, what did Abraham do? This is when Abraham stood in the presence of Melchizedek and pleaded and pleaded and pleaded for the righteous that would be in Sodom.
Right.
Amen. I wonder how many of us plead and plead and plead. Lord, if there's just one, spare the nation. Hallelujah. Dog, brother, sister, the Holy Ghost leads us to that. That's right. That's in the book of Jeremiah. It said the Holy Ghost came and it put the seal on those that he saw sighing and crying for the abominations done in the city. That's right. And I believe until our last dying breath, we ought to be looking for souls.
Yes.
Brother Bram said, they asked him, do you have any ambition in his life? He said, I got one ambition in life, and that's to get people saved. That's to get people to Jesus Christ. He said, it's not just a lifestyle, brother, sister. It needs to become a life. It's literally what we are, and the Holy Ghost is what leads us to that. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And in chapter 18, as we said, Abraham pleaded with God, and he asked all the way down to 10 souls. And I'm just going to leave that alone for now, but the point is God didn't even worry about what Abraham said. He went down to where he found one.
Amen.
That's right, and he still saved him, didn't he?
Amen.
Amen. We go through, God had given Abraham a promise. If I can find 10, I will spare the whole city. So what did Abraham do? He went home believing God. Isn't that right? He went home saying, I know I've heard from God. There's nothing out of Cater. But then we look at the scripture here in verse 27. Look, you know, show me where God told him anything more than that. He left him. That's right. You find out in the nighttime, he went down there to Sodom to figure out what was going on. He said he was going to go down there.
Sure.
That's right. Hallelujah. I know you might think that's presuming, but he said he'd go down there and see the case. So, well, why does God got to check that out? I don't know. Why does God ask us questions all the time? He knows the answers. Why does God ask you to pray? Because that's just what He did, brother, sister. I don't got all the answers. I just point to the one who does.
Amen.
Amen. He ain't out in the clouds somewhere. He ain't dead. He rose again. And He's alive forevermore. And He's the presence that you feel around you right now. Amen. That's why we come to this place. Because this is just where He told us He'd meet us. I know He's supposed to meet you in the prayer closet too, but He told you to meet you at church just the same. Amen. And if you ain't meeting you here, you're going to the wrong church. That's right. I ain't got no pride about that. If you don't see God, go somewhere else. All you're going to do is be a thorn in my side, and I'm just going to feel backslid all the time. There we go. Hallelujah. Sometimes, I don't know, you guys make me real transparent sometimes, the way you pull stuff. You know, Lord help me. But that's the truth. It don't make no difference. If you can't see God in this message, sure, go. Sure, it ain't going to do no good to see it as a man. That ain't going to help you. It ain't going to do no good to see it like psychology and good health, self-help and all. That ain't going to help you none. There's plenty of people who think that there's some good, you know, biblical things that we could apply, but that don't save people. That send you to hell faster than anything else, because you think you're saved and you ain't a bit saved. Hallelujah. If you're going to take the word, just take it all.
Amen.
That's right. Just take it all, eat it down, and say, praise God. That's right.
Amen.
Abraham, it says he got up early in the morning. Why did he get up early? Now, I think, you know, you catch a revelation. We ought to maybe get up a little early and seek the Lord too, where we met him at. But I believe he's under anticipation all night. I believe he's just, oh my. Because, and look, don't get me wrong. We ought not to doubt, but we're ready to see it.
Amen.
We're ready to see it. We want to see it for sure with our own eyes. And it really is, it's a fault of ours. We don't need to see that. Because the word's true nonetheless.
Yeah.
That's right. But Abraham went. And what do you think he was expecting to see when he woke up the next morning, brother, sister? God told him, if I can find 10, I'll spare the city.
Yeah.
What does the Bible tell us? All Abraham saw was smolders and smoke and destruction. I don't know. Do you think he saw a lot running up the side of the mountain? We don't know. There's no word of that. But what held Abraham? God told me if there were righteous, He'd save them.
Amen.
It's destroyed, Abraham. God didn't hear your prayer.
Oh my, yeah.
Every sign looked like God didn't hear him. God lied to him.
Uh-huh.
Whew, look how quiet you all got. See, we never put ourselves there, did we?
That's right.
We just read on through and said, oh, no big deal. He looked out and saw what he just prayed not to happen.
Right.
But God didn't fail.
That's right. Amen. Amen. Glory.
God couldn't find 10, brother, sister. He tried. He searched through. He got Lot to at least go out and talk to some folk, didn't he? Said, talk to your sons, talk to your son-in-law, said, and talk to your family. And what did it say? It said he looked as one that mocked. Why? Because that hypocritical backslidden life won't speak to a sinner nowhere.
Amen.
They call you out right now. They'll say, oh, really? You're going to act all pious and holy right now? We know how you act around the boys. I can tell pastors around right now. Hallelujah. I had a friend that was that way. Everybody would tell me, he says, Andrew, you know, when he's around you, sure, he's a nice guy and he acts like a Christian thing, but I'll see him when you're not around. I was like, well, I can't see somebody that I'm not around. I don't want to tell you, you know. Pray for him, I guess. But and that I wasn't even this guy's pastor. He was just a friend of mine. It just goes to show, if you're following man, you might convince a few, but you ain't going to convince a sinner. We've got to have something beyond, even our theology. That's great, brother, sister. But what's got to be beyond that is a life that they just recognize you're different than everything. You're different than this world. You know, you don't argue like everyone else does. You don't fuss and stew and get all up in arms when everything looks like it's falling apart.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Why? Because even though this happened, you'll find, and even the next chapter, you'll find Abraham lapsed in faith.
Amen.
But down in his heart, God knew. God knew the truth that he didn't doubt it.
Amen.
He knew God heard his prayer. He knew God would not fail him. That's right. To Romans 4, you can turn there with me. Romans 4, and you can read the whole chapter. It talks about Abraham and his faith. But I'd like to just go down to verse 16 to save a little time. Romans 4, 16. Therefore, it is a faith that it might be by grace. I just got to stop right there, brother, sister. A lot of people want to have grace without faith and faith without grace. And there's no such thing. And the only way to really experience grace is to understand that it's by faith. Because once it's by faith, it's not by works anymore. And if it's not by works, then you know it's by grace. And you can't have grace unless you really have faith. Because then you're going to turn grace into disgrace. You're going to go off, do whatever you want. When we know that the Bible says anything that's done not of faith is sin. Whoo, glory. Everybody though, I've received the grace of God, then why don't you believe His word?
Amen.
Amen. He said Abraham was justified both by his faith and his works. What justified him before God was his faith. God looked past his lapse at Gerar. God looked past all his the times he sold out his wife and mistakes that he made, and saw in his heart he believed this word.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And what had to happen for man to see that is why God gave him the trial later on that I'm not even preaching on tonight. But he took his son up to the mountain and was going to kill him. Why? That was something man could look at and say, this guy really believes this.
Amen.
This guy knows that God remembers His word. I don't believe that Abraham thought Lot was dead. I believe he knew Lot lived. He couldn't explain how. He had no sign that God had heard his prayer, but his faith had anchored in the word that he knew God remembers what he said.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end that the promise might be made, might be sure to all the seed, and not only to them which is of the law, but to them also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were.
Amen.
Woo! Who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of, that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken. So shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God.
Amen.
And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Too many people have a God that just spouts off at the mouth and just says things but has no sincerity behind it. He just says, oh, I'm the Lord that heals all thine diseases, but you know, there's this exception, there's this one, there's this, there's 2016, and there'll be a lot of medicine, so I don't need to heal on that day, and it's really just a mental workup anyways, and it's really just what you're eating and what you're not eating. And look, if that's all it is, guess what? You're going to stay sick.
Amen. That's right.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah, because at the end of the day, you don't find Jesus giving people self-help books and telling them how to eat. He said it's got a devil in him.
Amen.
That's what's wrong with this man. There's a demon in him, and I'm here to cast it out.
Amen.
Amen. Don't call it something else. You won't get no results.
Amen.
That's right. When you get a sickness, I'm here to... We gotta knock this one out.
That's
when
right.
You get a sickness... Look, I'm not saying God didn't give you a trial. I'm going to get to that in a minute. It could look like you're not healed. That's fine. But don't treat it as something just kind of natural. Why? Because I'm going to heaven.
Amen.
And that ain't natural there. And right now, I've been lifted up into heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And I've got a faith that all things truly do work together for good. But that don't make them all good now. That's right. It is working together for good. And too many times we go down that permissive trail acting like it's working together for good. No, you should just stay over here.
Amen.
That's bad. Yeah, God will work it out for good, but you could have just got a lot of good and not had to deal with all that. It's true. I'm sorry. Predestination and free will agency go hand in hand. That's right, but God gave the promise to Moses. Moses didn't have to go smite that rock twice.
No, he didn't.
But he did it. God knew he'd do it. God knew he'd do it. God remembered he would do it. And still ordained him a prophet. God remembered he'd fail the word. He still ordained him. I will talk to Moses face to face. And God's coming this day. When many denominations have turned him down, when others don't see it, and he's come to you in your mess, in your mistakes, and opened up his word. He knew you were going to do it, but he still remembered, I chose you. Woo! Oh, brother, I believe, but you just don't understand how hard it is. Well, that ain't like Abraham. He staggered not at the promise of God and just moaned and complained about his trials all the time. He wasn't staggering, no, brother. I'm not staggering.
Nope.
Not at all. That's why I'm dragging in and racing. Oh. That's right, drag race at church, isn't there? Everybody drags on in and races on out. Well, you ain't giving glory to God just yet. Amen, that's right. He was not weak in faith. How do you know he wasn't weak in faith? Because he gave glory to God.
Amen.
The only way to really show that you have faith is to have something to make it look like you shouldn't have it. Because if it looks like it's just happened naturally, what faith do you need for that? It didn't say that Abraham had faith in the sense that we're thinking. He had a hope that this was going to happen. The faith that he had in God produced that he knew it had to happen. That didn't mean it happened yet, but he knew it would.
Right.
Who against hope believed in hope. Now hope in the world means, oh, well, maybe it'll work out.
Yeah, it's true.
But hope for a Christian isn't the same. The hope for a Christian is, I know it shall be.
Amen.
I don't know when, but I know it will.
Amen.
Do you think God told anything to Abraham about this being 25 years before he was going to have a son?
Right.
No, sir. Do you think God told him anything about going up there and going to kill this son before the trial came? See, that God don't word that way, and we think he ought to. If it was really led of the Lord, I'd know exactly when this is going to happen. That ain't leading the Lord at all.
Right.
That's right, because there's one thing God don't care about. That's time.
That's right.
You know why? He's got plenty to go around. That's the last thing God worries about, brother, sister. But I'll tell you what he does need that we don't want to give to him, and that's our hearts.
Amen.
That's what he needs, brother, sister. Look, he got Samson's strength, and he did a little bit of work for his kingdom, but he could never deliver the nation because Samson wouldn't give him his heart.
Right.
Amen. God help us to give our hearts to the Lord. That's right. There are times, brother, sister, where we have to know that we're going to feel like God ain't there.
Sure.
Right.
We're going to feel like God didn't hear my prayer. Everything around me looks like he didn't hear it.
Right.
And if you can't handle that, you don't believe it in the first place.
Amen.
Can you be Abraham now and say, you know what, my trial ain't too bad.
Right.
I don't got somebody that I know is down in that city and watching it on fire. I don't know if he's there or not, but something I believe anchored in Abraham.
Amen.
Said, I know he heard me.
Amen.
I know and I didn't know nobody but Lot. I believe he's out of there somehow.
Yes.
Can you do that with your loved ones?
Amen.
Can you do that? Look, no signs at all. No signs at all that they're saved. No signs at all they're going to serve the Lord. Isn't that right? But did something anchor yet? That's the word of God. That God didn't presume when he said that he would give me my children, that he would give me my family, that he would give me these promises, that he would give me my healing, he'd give me deliverance. He didn't make an unrational promise. He was sincere when he said it. He meant it with all that's in him. He knew I would be here and have this need today. Can you have enough faith to say that it's settled? It's as good as done. No matter what I feel, no matter what I see, no matter how hard it is,
that's right.
I know God's heard me.
Yes.
And I know he remembers his word.
Amen.
Let me go. There's times now, and I'll just quote them to you if that's all right. Psalms 22, you all know this. It's David praying. Jesus quoted on the cross. He says, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me? And from the words of my roaring, oh my God, I cry in the daytime, and thou heardest not, and then the night season, and am not silent. Job said it this way, oh, that one might plead for a man with God as a man pleadeth for his neighbor. This is a man, David, that we just quoted from when he said this in the Spirit. You understand the Bible said this was a man after God's own heart. This was a man that God went and found personally to where even the prophet didn't recognize him.
Right.
He went and chose him, and yet now he's in a condition where he says, God, why are you so far from helping me? Now, you got two choices when you pray this way. One is you're moaning and complaining. And most people think that's how that this is some outlet of unbelief. That's the difference, brother, sister. Oh, man, look at that. That was real quiet, wasn't it? That's why so many times people get so legalistic, they don't understand how, and this happened to Brother Branham. Remember Billy Paul, he said one person came in, I think it was talking about birth control or something. One man told him something, he said, yeah, go ahead. He left. Next man came, said the exact same thing, he said, no, you shouldn't do it. He left. He said, what are you talking, Brother Branham, or Daddy, I guess, or Bill, whatever, you know. He said, they said the same thing. He said, why did you tell one yes and one no? He said, because that guy was lying to me. They said the same thing, but see, there's a truth beyond that, brother, sister, that God sees. And out of David's mouth, sure, if you just go, my God, Mike, why are you forsaking me? Like, here I am, I'm serving you, I've been faithful, I'm doing everything right, and you ain't nowhere to be found. What kind of God are you? And that's how most people think he was praying. That ain't what he was saying. He's saying, I believe this word. I know it's true. But right now, I just can't feel you, Lord. I don't have the inspiration. But I'm still a child of God. I still can't stay this way. There's got to be a way out. Why have you forsaken me when I know your word said you never would?
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Job had the same thing. He says it in chapter 23. He says, then Job answered, even today is my complaint better. My stroke is heavier than my groaning. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even to his seat. I would order my cause before him and fill my mouth with arguments. I would know the words which he would answer me and understand what he would say unto me. Listen to this. Will he plead against me with his great power? No, but he would put strength in me.
Amen.
Do you see the difference? When you can say, look, that's the other thing. You don't, too many times we just lie about our situation and pretend we're having faith.
Wow.
No, I feel good. I feel great. I mean, that's what I'm supposed to say, you know, because that's what the prophet said. And there ain't no faith at all behind it. But there's something different. It says, this hurts. But I know I've got a promise.
Amen.
I ain't going to give him no tension. I ain't giving no glory. I feel great because the promise of God tells me I feel great.
Amen.
See, it's just a balance of, and this is why we got to get to the place where we recognize there's only two sources to life, faith and unbelief. How about we just choose faith now and just stay with faith that no matter what I feel, no matter what I see, no matter how much it fails, I'm a child of God.
Amen.
He gave me his word from the foundation of the world. When are we going to believe that the word's already written down?
Amen.
That it's not changing. It's not updating. It doesn't need revisions. It doesn't need updated. It is settled in heaven.
Amen.
Thy word, God, is settled in heaven.
Amen.
And what did he say? You're a child.
Amen.
You're of the faith of Abraham. That's all right, sister. I give a shout of praise. That's okay. Maybe I should clap. Maybe not. No, go ahead. Why? Because I'm strong in faith.
Amen.
Giving glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
When I come to the Lord, Job said, I'd put my complaint before him, but I got a revelation with that God that I know he wouldn't forsake me. He would know my heart that I'm believing him, and I just want to understand.
Amen.
That's fair.
Yeah.
If you want to understand from here, God will work with you.
Yeah.
You want to understand from here, he ain't going to show up.
That's right,
brother, sis. And we got too many people in this message who want to understand up here.
Yeah.
They want to get it all figured out and all lined up just perfect. And then, oh, okay, now I believe it. Well, what are you different than anybody else? That ain't faith at all, brother, sister. Faith is, I know what the word said. All of this is just lying vanities. I don't need to make sense of none of this. I just need to know that it's his promise.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When you're sick, brother, sister, when you're discouraged, why do we lay down and say, well, God has forsaken me? Come on, you're never going to get out that way.
Right.
The only way to get out is to say, I know his word says, I will never leave you.
Amen.
But you don't understand what I did. I will never leave you.
Amen.
But brother, you ain't seen nothing this bad. I will never leave you.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
What did the same man say? He said, but look, the flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing.
Amen.
Will this say he'll leave you? Oh, yeah. Your flesh will tell you he ain't nowhere to be found. He ain't nowhere to be, he don't love you no more. He don't care about you no more. But there's got to be someone on the inside. There's got to be a spirit of God in you that put there the seed of faith. That was the faith of Abraham. That's what we're talking about tonight. That was placing you quickened by the Holy Ghost that raises up and say, though he slay me, yet I trust him.
Amen.
Brother Bram said this in a reaction to an action. I'm going to bring a little balance to what I said. He says, have you done everything that you know how to do? If you've done met every requirement, you repented of your sins, you've been baptized, you've done everything that you know to do, and still looks like God don't answer, now I'm going to ask you, hold on. Just keep holding there. God's on the throne. He knows all about you. If you've got condemnation in your heart, you can think of something you've done that you ought not to have done, some little iniquity, a little thing like that you did that you should not have done, then I'd ask you to repent of it.
Amen.
Done. That's right, brother, sister. Look, when Christ said it was finished on the cross, why could he say that in such a bold fashion? Because he knew you'd repent of your sins.
Amen.
And the second you repented, what was already sitting on the altar waiting for you was the blood that was shed all the way before the world was. That's why. Well, then how in the world did the Old Testament saints get forgiven? It wasn't because of the lamb that was here naturally. It was because it was just a representation of what was already on the throne. Because it's settled in heaven. He died for every one of us.
Amen.
Whew. So what do I need to do? Just hold on. But I'm just such a failure. Sure, but he ain't. And you know what? You might think you're your failure. That's right, but you're his victory.
Amen.
You're your own failure, but you're Christ's victory. Why? Because when he let the devil have his way with you, when he let the devil, come on now, come and bring all kinds of different ways, and what'd he say? You still can't keep them. I still get them back. You think you got something, devil? You think, oh no, I got them so twisted in their mind now, there ain't no way they're ever going to believe this message again. He said, oh yeah, you think you're good? Said, go ahead, Satan, just like he did Job. Go ahead, just leave him alive. I'll show you what I put in him. It's a lot more than what you got, boy.
Amen.
Quit giving the devil credit and recognize that the one we serve is the one true living God. He breathes. Every one of us are feeling his presence right here tonight. He's the one that gets down into our hearts and knows our secrets and intents. He knows things that the devil could never find out even if he tried.
Amen.
He's had the seals preached, but the devil is sitting right there. He still don't get it. That's right, Brother Bram said he can't get it. Why? He's not ordained to it.
Right.
He said the only way he'd ever get it is he'd have to come behind the blood like you, and then he'd be your brother.
Right.
Hallelujah. Right. Woo, glory. I hope this has given us faith tonight. You know what?
Yes.
We all feel this way. We might feel that way right now. You might feel I'm forsaken, and some of you might think I deserve it. I deserve to be forsaken, Brother Andrew. You should see what I did yesterday.
Right.
I will not forsake you.
That's right.
Glory to God. I understand, you know, Brother Branham grieved the Holy Spirit. And, you know, Brother Branham said the Holy Spirit went over there on the branch and waited for him to make it right.
Yeah.
He didn't forsake him, though.
Right.
He's watching the whole time.
Right.
You think he was just going to let the devils go over there and kill him? No, he was watching. You think Jesus or the Lord wasn't watching Satan as he let him go after Job? He made sure he didn't break that word. Because the first time he said, destroy everything else, but just don't touch him.
That's right.
And you know what? He made sure that the devil didn't touch him. That's right. Didn't have nothing wrong. That's right. Then the next time he said, well, skin for skin. What a man will give for his own life. He said, go ahead. I'll let you touch him, but don't kill him.
Right.
And God made sure. And look, the devil got as close as he could to killing them. I cannot get that spot off my glasses. I'm sorry. That is just bugging me like crazy. Did anybody see me spit on my glasses? Well, I did. And it was right there. Right where my eyeball is. And all I see is a circle the whole time. That's a little bit better. Amen. And I'm sorry for the front row, second row. I'm probably spitting to the back row at this point. Glory to God. But I'd rather have somebody spit on me telling me the truth than somebody just eloquent and go home and not change it at all. That's right. Woo, glory. Believest thou this, 1951. Listen now. He says, God, give us some homes like that. Yes, sir. They believed God and waited on God. And Elizabeth, his wife, was barren. She was past the age now, and she was barren. And had prayed for years for God to give them children, but seemingly he had not done it. Sometimes God holds off to the very last moment just to see what you'll do about it. Oh, my. I feel kind of religious right now. I really do. When I think of his goodness, how that many times that he holds it right off to the last moment to see what you'll do about it. Down in Babylon, if you can jump back there for a minute, thinking down there, that how the Hebrew children, he let them get right up to the step into the fiery furnace before he ever showed a hand. Is that right? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, there they was. They had purpose in their heart that they wouldn't bow down to the king's image. And he let them come right down to the last moment. Let's just look at that for just a moment. It's a little lesson, but let's look. God waiting to the last moment.
Yep.
No doubt, brother. He talks in the crowd now. He says, you've been in that chair for a long time, but God may be waiting until the last moment. See what you're going to do about it. Maybe you sitting there, sister, it may be just him, just waiting until the last moment. Maybe this is it. Now, you know why God allows it to happen? First, to test your faith, brother, sister. But what I said earlier, that the word is settled in heaven. So even though it looks like to you and I that God is waiting, it's already happened.
Amen.
Are you understanding? And anybody that writes a good story, and if you already know what's happening in the story, you're not worried about this person going to die. Is this going to happen? Why? You already wrote the story. And then, you know, they go and they make a movie or series out of it, right? And they leave you in suspense. Oh, what might happen? What might happen next time? But if I wrote the story, I know there ain't nothing going to happen. I'm just leaning that way just so they think it. Why? It's a good story writing, brother, sister. Where'd they get it from? God's done wrote the story. It's a living story. It is reality. It's the plan of God. It's already the written word. It looks like he's waiting, but it's already happened. Glory to God. He let every saint look like we were never going to get redeemed. He brought all the way. Then he brought his own son. Come on now. Let everyone forsake him. Let him go to judgment, totally sinless, but still guilty somehow. He said, then I'll kill him and then I'll solve this problem. And at that moment, you think he was worried? You think Jesus was worried he's going to lose the kingdom? The whole time the devil thought he was winning the kingdom, he was playing right into God's hand, giving the kingdom away. Woo, glory. And just the time he thinks he's getting you, just the time the devil's like, oh yeah, I'm really shaking up their faith now. What's really happening is God's giving you trial to get you more faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Whew.
Hallelujah.
Wait until the last moment. God, I'm just going to say it like God waits. Can I say it like that? Because it's already happened.
Amen.
When Jesus went to the grave of Lazarus, I'm just going to quote it. It's John 11:37. And some of them said, could not this man, which opened the eyes of the blind, have caused that even this man should not have died? See, there's the carnal man. There's the man with no faith. There's the man that says, if you were really of God, you would have done this way. You wouldn't have let this man die. Why'd you let this man die? And Jesus, he'll tell us why he allowed this to happen. He was led up by the Father. But why did the Father does it? We understand the oneness. I hope you understand. I'm not Trinitarian. But the Holy Spirit is what told him not to go yet. That's right. Jesus was a man like you and I, led by the same Spirit as you and I. And if we'd really believe that, we'd recognize that they that are the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God.
Amen.
That should settle in heaven. We quit doubting about it, quit calling ourselves servant seed, quit acting like we ain't going to make heaven and get busy for the kingdom.
Amen.
Let me keep reading. He says, Jesus, therefore, again, groaning in himself, cometh to the grave. It was a cave and a stone laid upon it. Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. Don't act like you got a trial. Seriously, come on. You ain't been dead 4 days. Come on. But even in this, did you notice? Brother Bram said it this way too. You've got something to do. Don't get so predestined you got something to do. The predestined is that God knew what you would do. And what did he say? Take away the stone. Jesus, why would you ask that? Just do what he said.
Amen.
Jesus, can't you move the stone? We've watched you. You know, you said if we had faith of a mustard seed, you can move a mountain. Why can't you move a stone? Carnal minds always got an answer for unbelief, don't it?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But the faith of God reaches past and it says, but this is the word, I have to obey it.
Amen.
Amen. And Jesus knew that he had to tell them to take the stone away. Jesus saith unto her, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me.
Yes, amen.
Knowing God remembers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now look what he says. And I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I say it, that they might believe that thou hast sent me.
Yes.
So why did God orchestrate it this whole way? It wasn't for Jesus to have faith. Jesus believed it. It was he had a bigger investment he needed to make in Mary and Martha and in Lazarus and those around. He wanted them to have a faith that no matter what the devil would come by and do, couldn't talk him out of it. So he said, I'm going to let him die.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, where are you at? Even when Jesus 4 days late, brother, sister, y'all know it. He's still right on time.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He's waiting, but he's not. He's already got it settled in heaven. I don't think the Father ever cried about it at all. Why? He knew he was coming back up. And it wasn't the God that was crying. You know, that's what the people think, that Jesus wasn't God. He said, but that was the man part that cried, because here you're in the atmosphere of grieving. This wasn't the first day. This was the fourth day. And anybody that's dealt with death knows the first day is kind of a shock. Second day, well, when you start hitting about a fourth day, and it really sinks in that this is done, that all those memories have now faded away and I have to come up with a new reality for my life, that's when grieving really takes over. When all the friends begin to leave and you only got a few that straggle around and say something to you every once in a while, that's when you realize, man, death is hard. And this is the condition Jesus walked in. What did his flesh feel? He felt that atmosphere of grieving. And it caused even the Savior to weep, did it not?
Sure.
But I believe God already knew. He's not dead. Hallelujah. Got the God in him already knew. He already done said it. He said, our friend Lazarus sleepeth. I said, well, praise God. He's been kind of sick for a while. That's good. I'm glad to hear he's sleeping. It's like, here, I'll say it your way. He's dead. And I'm glad I wasn't there for your sake. But God, this trial is so hard for your sake. Why don't you hear me? For your sake. Anybody knows until, and I was talking to Dad about this, and it's just because we're fallen men, and we're just carnal, and we've got ways to think. Until something gets taken away from a while, we never appreciate it.
Right.
You'd have to get in the spirit to appreciate stuff day to day, and be like Paul said, content with what case I'm in. But if you get away from that at all, your flesh say, oh, you know, supper's just always there. Wife's always at home. Kids are always, got a nice job and stuff. But all you have to do is lose it for a while.
Yep.
And then you're like, oh, man, I really do appreciate having that. Why? It's because it's fallen man.
Uh-huh.
We're pathetic. Just call it what it is. We are. We're ridiculous. We all know we can look it up right now and recognize that like 80% of the world is under what we call poverty.
Uh-huh.
You know, we'll say, oh, I've just got such hard trials. God just don't love me, brother. I only got two cars. I only eat whatever I want whenever I want it. It's just so hard. Let's just all repent and say, Lord, let me be appreciative. How can I do that, brother? You've got to get in the spirit. I believe when we get to heaven, we'll be in the right condition. We won't worry about this no more. Why? That's why he'll never leave us. That's why the presence of God will always be there, just blooming and bigger, because we won't be in a fallen condition. We'll be in an eternal condition. Hallelujah. That, now we have a taste of it. Now we have a power that can give us satisfaction. There's forces trying to make you not satisfied. How? By trying to get you to doubt the word, trying to get you to look at Sodom burn and say, well, God didn't hear me. Trying to get you to look at Lazarus dead in the grave, might as well quit.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. But there's someone inside that raises up and says, but he already told us. He's not dead.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He already told us he's just sleeping.
Amen.
He already told us we'd see the glory of God.
Sure.
And what did he say? For those around me, I'm going to make it so you can see it with your own eyes. Lazarus, come forth. And a man came out of the grave, dead 4 days. What do you think that did to those believers' faith? It took that wheat, that predestinated wheat of God, and those trials came and it blew it back and forth. And what happened? Began to loosen up the dirt a little bit. Began to get a little bit more room. Why? Because here come a big surge of faith and it needed somewhere to go. We're all looking for things and stuff. I'll tell you where you need to start. And this is where we most of us fail. You need to go back and start pushing play again. Ooh, glory.
Amen.
All you got to do is get away from it a little bit and then you'll realize how much you appreciate it. But you shouldn't get that way unless you're just going to get in the flesh. Stay in the spirit and recognize that this is the greatest gift God could have gave us in this day. That God identified himself more in this ministry than any ministry that's ever hit the face of the earth. And God wrote it from the foundation of the world that you'd be here.
Amen.
You'd be the believer to the end time. You would be the one that put Satan under your foot.
Amen.
And trampled him down. And defeated him on every side until where that Paul said that last enemy would be swallowed up in victory.
Amen.
We're all waiting for Jesus to do it. What are you talking about? We're the ones that will be swallowed up in victory.
Amen.
Well, I'm not going to die. Hallelujah. You know, I believe the rapture is totally God waiting until the last minute.
Yeah.
The last millisecond. You ever thought about that? He knows the exact moment that it needs to happen.
Uh-huh.
And he knows the exact moment you need to be in church. That was right now. And he knows the exact moment that I'm supposed to say what I said. He knows the exact moment when you were supposed to give God praise. Isn't that right? He knew the exact moment when you'd receive the word, he would produce another step in your walk with him. Amen. Hallelujah. Whew. As Jesus said to Jesus, after he raised them up, what did he say? Loose him. Let him go. Get all that unbelief out of the way. I'm tired of looking at it. Loose him and let him be the Son of God I made him to be. Amen. Go Awake Jesus, 1963. Brother Bram says this, Lazarus knew after the grave that he was the resurrection. Amen. After you went through these tests and trials, they're glorious to you. Can we get a foresight for that? And you all know that your testimonies come from when you had hard trials and the Lord brought you out of it.
Amen.
And then we say, but you know, that's good enough. I don't need no more trials, Lord. Can you just keep the trials over there? But, I think, I forget, Alex quoted to me one time. He says, without chaos, whence cometh heroes? Without things falling apart, how do you get somebody to come and save the day? Hallelujah. Why do you think God allowed sin to even get anywhere in the first place?
Sure.
Because he wanted to be your hero. Hallelujah. He wanted to be your savior. He wanted to watch the world be redeemed. Hallelujah. It's his great, glorious plan. We think, well, why don't we just skip all that? Are you God? Are you one? Are you the clay? Look, we just said he didn't throw the clay away, but don't turn around and tell the master what to do with you. That's right. Remember, that's what Paul said. He said, "Who art thou, old man?" Tells God what to do. Whew, I don't know. You guys don't like that? Well, you need to humble yourself, because no matter how much we're the bride, he's still the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. We understand we've been made equal to God, but I didn't pull myself up here. He came down and pulled me up. Hallelujah. He tells me what to do. That's right. I got no problem saying that. You know, even anymore, people say, well, what's your opinion on this? I really don't have one. Why? Because I done sacrificed that so long ago, I don't even care what I think about it. I know that's my enemy. I don't even want to think what he thinks about it. I want to say what God said about it. Amen. Brother Bram says this. I think that's what we really need to do, is just settle ourselves right now that this is the word. It's settled in heaven. There's nothing out of cater. Nothing, brother, sister, nothing. Even your mistakes are not out of cater. God's, let's think of it this way. He weighs so much that you try to bring it out of balance, how much you going to move it? He's that point. He's that wheel in the middle of the wheel. That right? Just nothing can go anywhere without him. You're just totally helpless. Amen. End time evangelism. Oh, that's fitting. I guess Brother Alex did preach that last Wednesday, did he not? 1962, Brother Bram says this. Now, I just want to say these couple of words before I close. I bypass the rest of these scriptures. Maybe sometime we'll get to them. But I'll say this. I want to say this. We believe we're at the end time. We believe it. And though it seems like at the end time, at this time, that the messenger and the message both is about broke, looks like Satan has tried his best to wreck us. Brother Neville, his accident. Brother Crace there, gun blowing it. See, it looks like right now, when every church out there, there's thumbs down on me. And see, it looks like it's just about broke. Looks like we're defeated. Don't you worry. You know, it's usually at that time when God steps in on the scene of something he's been watching for a long time. Hallelujah. You remember. Remembers one time there was some children down in the fiery furnace. They was holding true to that word. Everything went wrong. They throwed them in jail. They kept them overnight. It was going to burn up the next morning. It looked like the end was near. They was walking right up to the furnace. But he come riding down to change the scene. And the scene was all changed just in a moment. It's always in them weakest moments when it looks like the true message is about defeated. That's when God steps in. He lets the message get to the end of the road. See, then he comes in and he rides the high waves. That's right.
Amen.
And we can look at the message as a whole, and we know what's happened in the last few years with all this stuff on the internet and everything else. It sure looks like the message will be defeated. But I love real believers. What's happened, it's just made us even more believe it even more.
Amen.
It's made us show why we watch what they get so close. But if they just fall off a little bit, all you have to do is say, well, I mean, Brother Brandon's a prophet, but do we have to do everything he says?
Mm.
You just watch. You go find me any of those people. There's a couple, I think, by name, that they still have miracles and things. Praise God for that. Don't go speaking against that now.
That's right.
That'll make you a cult. Jesus told us not to do that. He said, we're real spiritual disciples. And we saw someone that doesn't believe in the prophet. He was casting out devils. So we rebuked him. So what are you doing? He said, nobody can speak lightly of me that casts out a devil by my name. Let him go. Just give God praise. But those that say they're part of it and then won't actually get behind it. He said, you get them out. That's right. He said that's how you balance it out. Those that aren't for us that aren't for us are against us.
That's right.
But he also said those that ain't against us are for us.
Right.
Devil come right down and say, see, Jesus don't even know what he's talking about. But you understand, don't you? There's a group that, and even in nominal world, there's believers there that do support you behind the scenes. I believe they'll be on the other side after it's all said and done. I do. I've had many people stood in the gap for me and done things for me that I never asked. And I just let them go ahead and do it. Why? Because I believe that'll get them over there.
Right.
He said, if you give a cup of cold water to a disciple, you'll no wise lose your reward.
Amen.
I remember one time I came home, looked like everything went wrong. And there, right? I get home after church, nice and late. And I was living at Rolfe Street at the time. And there's a bend going into my driveway, and we'd been piling up snow for weeks and weeks and weeks, and it was probably a good 5 feet tall. And I tried to get into my driveway, and what happened? I slid at the last moment and went into the side where it had shoveled up my driveway. And I got stuck. And of course, I'm getting mad, because I should be able to get out of this, right? I'm a man, I can get out of this. Went and got the shovel, got everything, just not getting anywhere. And the whole time, and you might not believe me, but the whole time in my heart I knew, God is sending somebody here to get me out of this so he can bless them.
Amen.
So after a while, I said, I don't know what to do, Elliot. Just going to sit and wait. And we just sat there for a little bit. Sure enough, here come a guy. Pickup truck, said, hey, you stuck? I said, yes, sir. Put a chain on there. If it was a minute and a half, I'd be surprised. Pull me back, I pulled up in there. I said, thanks, sir. And he left. Amen. What will it be when we get over yonder? Jesus told the Pharisees this way. He said, you think you're religious? You think you're believers? He said, there'll be publicans and harlots get in before you do.
Yes.
Yeah, I believe what Brother Bram said more now than I ever had before. So when we get over there, we're going to be surprised by who made it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I understand there's a bride and there's a whole realm that receives salvation. We got that. There's a new Jerusalem and there's kingdoms outside. But at the same time, we're still going to be surprised who's there.
That's right.
Well, I want to make it. Well, then get in Christ. You're going to be there then.
Amen.
Just settle it for now. Just don't try to make the rapture. Be the rapture.
Amen.
The rapture is the coming of the Lord.
Yes.
That's what it is. That's what that seventh seal was opened for,
yes,
to show you it's the coming of the Lord.
Yes.
And the coming right now is his appearing in the bride of Christ,
yes,
that to take us home, brother, sister.
Amen.
And God has not forgotten that word. We shall not die.
Amen.
But in a moment. With that last moment, the very, very last moment,
Jesus,
the trumpet of God will sound, the dead in Christ will rise, and we'll go to meet the Lord in the air.
Amen.
And we'll be forever with the Lord.
Yes, I will.
No more flesh to bring me down, no more doubt to even tempt me anymore. We'll be just like him.
Amen.
Where he wanted to show up, there he was. I love how the Bible says in the disciple of the resurrection, it said, and they being assembled, the doors locked.
Yep.
Jesus appeared. Whoa. That's right. Why? He transcended what a normal mortal is and showed us what a real son of God is. You show me the devil even try to tempt him after he was resurrected. He ain't nowhere to be found. Why? It's too late. He done lost. He's already sitting in the corner after he got punched his teeth, every one of them knocked out, over there whimpering, trying to recover a little bit. That's right. Brother, sister, everybody might have saw a 5-foot man, but I saw a king. I saw a warrior. I saw a man who conquered greater than any man ever has.
Amen.
And how did he do it? By love.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He did it without raising a sword but telling people to put him down.
Amen.
He did it by never throwing a fist but taking him at everyone for us.
Amen.
Glory to God. I think Napoleon Bonaparte, I'm closing here in a minute, quoted it this way. He said, I've conquered the world by force and used fear. But Christians, Jesus is the greatest conqueror there's ever been. He doesn't have to control them with fear. He wins them by love. They all fight for him, but he never has to tax them. He never has to conquer them. He never has to demand anything. They just do it because they love him.
Amen.
Jesus, the greatest conqueror to ever hit the earth. Hallelujah. Why? Because Brother Branham already done preached it. He is the mighty conqueror. He showed how a man really conquers. And how does he do it? By saying, thy word is settled in heaven. Amen. He knew he had to die on the cross. He knew that that would produce the greatest victory. He knew he'd done seen the glory set before him. And it was us redeemed. And he knew what he had to do to win it. The devil tried to get him to fight his way. That's right. He said, look, just fall down and worship me and I'll just give them to you. I'll give you the easy road. Here, I'll bring these men with swords and you can fight them.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'll let them mock you and everything else. And you know, if you be a prophet, tell us who hit you. Let's see if you're really the Son of God. Hey, these stones, you need bread. Turn them into bread. And every turn. Well, how did he defeat him, brother, sister? He wiped the devil out by just putting his faith in the Word of God.
Amen.
That what God said, he still remembers.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
God help us to do the same tonight. Amen. I got one quote I'd like to close on. It's Brother Branham giving a word right at the beginning. It's a greater than Solomon. It's here in 1961. He says, now noticing when he speaks to you. Are you hearing his voice tonight?
Amen.
Now look, when he speaks to you. If Brother Andrew's speaking to you, that don't do you no good. But if you can get past that and see that he has spoke to you. If he speaks back, it's thus saith the Lord. Certain things will happen.
Yes.
We need a boldness to get in our hearts.
Amen.
Gives it to me. He says, thus say the Lord. Certain things are going to happen. Now you put that down. You might not be able to see a scratch of difference right then. Maybe sometime that you will not see it. God makes a promise, but he keeps his promise. Yeah, I like to refer to this. Did you know that some people just think that because it doesn't happen instantly, that's all that God didn't hear you? That's a mistake. If you believe it, it happened.
Amen.
Now let's make it simple on the other side. But if you didn't believe it, why? It don't make any difference. It wouldn't happen anyhow. But if you believe it, it's a finished product right then, when you believe it.
Amen.
And the greatest victory, as we all know, is when we finally took that promise, any promise. You know, getting the Holy Ghost, but getting saved in the first place, and getting healed and getting delivered, and the Holy Spirit moving on. What was the greatest victory is when you believed it with no sign around you that you should.
Right.
We kind of coddle the convert a little too much, and that's why they don't stay converted. That's why they don't actually get converted. We tell them, oh, you got baptized. Oh, that's so glorious. Oh, my, the Lord's just going to bless you now. Yeah, he's going to bless you with trials. You better get ready, boy.
Amen.
You better suit up the armor now. Some people, and I've seen it too many times, they start trying to serve the Lord, and what happens? Things get a little hard. Realize that devil had you real comfortable out there in the world. But you don't understand, he had you comfortable on a boat that was heading for a cataract.
Yeah.
Why do you think he kept you comfortable? Because if you start getting excited, you might start pedaling back the other way. But if you just snooze right along, he'll just coast you right off the cliff. Then you start going the other way. You start poking you on the side a little bit. Say, you know, you start, I better roll back the other way. Oh, why did I get a cramp? I thought the Lord loved me. Ooh, glory. Man, I get up every morning to pray, and I'm just too tired. Lord, I thought you loved me. You know why you got quiet? Because you do it too much. And I'll say it, I heard Brother Craig say it this way. I'd rather fall asleep praying than fall asleep and watching TV. All right? So at least do the best you can. Why? Because that's all you can do. What are you going to do? Make up somebody else? Sorry, you are you. And you in Christ is all you're going to be. And that's all you need to be. And God knew you'd overcome.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
That's why he put you here. He don't need to make you something else. You're not a byproduct that he doesn't need nothing of and just fall by the wayside. No, you're literally an offscouring or a piece of him that he has taken and fashioned by his own hands that make a perfect reflection of himself again in this day. And how was he able to do it? Because the blood was shed. Because the blood came. The whole time the same life was already there. But the vessel of Jesus Christ was pure and sinless. And the word could just flow right out. No problems at all. But us, we needed born again. We needed something to stand in between us and our sin to take away what we were in the world and bring out what we were in him. And God has fulfilled his word.
Amen.
What did he do in this day, brother and sister? He didn't die again. He just showed what has already happened.
Amen.
It happened. It's not happening. It happened. Oh, I hope I can become a son. It happened.
Amen.
I hope I can overcome. It's already happened. I hope I make a rapture, Mother Dan. I am the rapture.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Thank you.
What's that promise to? It's not to just some group. It's to you.
Yes.
He said it to you personally.
Amen.
That's why God gives us the Holy Ghost, is to quicken out a witness to us.
Yes.
Hey, I am saved. Hey, I am one of His.
Yes. Amen.
And until you get that, claim all the promises you want. It ain't going to happen. But once you know I'm one of His, I'm a seed of Abraham, I'm a son of God. And this ain't, look, why did I pick this up? Why don't you all have this? Why do I have it? Because it's mine.
Right.
I used my money and I went and bought it and it's mine. I'm not surprised I have it.
Amen.
I'm not shocked that it's in my hand right now. I'm not shocked that you're kind of scared to take it from me because you know it's mine.
Right.
When am I going to recognize that this is mine?
Amen.
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 That this is me. And it's not just something I'm holding, brother. This is me.
Amen.
The one that believes the word, that's me.
Amen.
The one that knows I'm healed today even though I feel just sick as I got here. That's me.
Amen.
The one that says, oh, you're discouraged, you're worthless, you might as well quit. That ain't me.
Uh-huh.
That's some other guy. That's somebody I'm putting in a grave tonight.
Yeah.
That's where he belongs.
Amen.
I'm going to be the son of God God's called me to be.
Amen.
Let's stand together. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Glory. Hallelujah. Can you believe it with all your heart tonight?
Amen.
That God truly does remember His word to us.
Amen.
Oh, let's just praise Him. Let's lift Him up.
Thank you, Jesus.
I will praise the Lord.
Yes, I
will praise the Lord.
No matter what tomorrow brings, what it has in store, I
will praise the Lord.
Yes,
now.
I
will praise the Lord. Let the Holy Spirit now, Lord, prepare me. Just let Him prepare you to be a sanctuary. Hallelujah. Let Him just saturate your soul tonight. Let Him be the hands that mold you into the image of God. Oh, hallelujah. Go back to the no. Lord, prepare.
Lord, prepare me.
Thank you, Lord.
To be a sanctuary.
Lift Him up now.
Oh, pure and holy.
bow our heads tonight.
Because you
love me. Hallelujah.
I can finish
with our heads bowed before Him tonight. Glory to God. Do you believe He's here with us tonight? Do you believe He's alive? Do you believe you're in the presence of the Almighty God? I stand as a servant, but I don't point you to me. I don't point you to a book. I don't point you to an idea. I point you to the living, bleeding Word of God that is here in the Holy Ghost right now. Many needs in the room. And as a man, Brother Branham said, if I could just go and heal you, I'd do it. I said, but I can't. He's the only one that can. And He's got a greater wisdom than us. We think, oh, I just give it. And what we do, we end up making more harm than good. God knows how to do it, brother, sister. If you've got a need tonight, He's here to meet that. Don't wait on a special prayer. Because the only special prayer is the one that you mean from your heart. Hallelujah. I don't need to hear it. That ain't what's going to get it done. It's that you know He heard it and He remembers His promise. He wasn't insincere when He told you, ask and you shall receive. Ask abundantly that your joy might be full. Don't sit there defeated. Don't sit there under complex. Don't sit there under, well, Lord, you just make me go through so much and you just don't hear my prayer. That ain't the way to go. You're done defeated. But if you can back the train, if you can come back to the promise of God tonight and say, Lord, I know it looks like nothing's happening. It looks like you ain't never heard my prayer. It looks like your word might not be fulfilled. But I'm denouncing all that tonight. Because, Lord, I'm not of this world. I'm a seed of Abraham. And I believe it with all my heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I thank you, Lord, for being here tonight, discerning our hearts, showing the things that we have need of. Oh, blessed be His name. He's challenging you right now. Can you say what you have need of and believe it with all your heart? And can you settle it right there where you're at? Amen. Settle it right there where you're at. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Don't be ashamed. If anything, give God praise. Thank Him for it. Say, Lord, take my partial realization. Quicken it, Lord, into perfect realization. That I'm not just praying for my son and just hoping someday. It's already happened. Don't look like it. He don't realize it himself, but it's happened. Hallelujah. Glory. That's it. Believe it. That's it. Get all that unbelief out of the way. That's what stops it. Get that all unclogged tonight. How do I unclog it, brother? Let your praise break right through it. Let the Holy Ghost just break right through that with just a heart full of thanksgiving. Hallelujah. That's it. You're not just doing that out of religious activity. That's the Holy Ghost moving on you, my brother and my sister. Glory to God. Oh, hear His voice. Don't harden your heart. Soften yourself before God. Say, Lord, just move right through my soul. I'm not ashamed of you, Father. I'm not ashamed to believe you. I'm not ashamed to believe things that the world will mock me and tell me there ain't nothing to that. It ain't even happened. Lord, I'm looking past that tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you, saints. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There's a reason Jesus told us when you see that day approaching, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. Why up? Why look up? Because it's already settled. If you get done looking down, it won't look settled. It'll look defeated on every side. But if you can just look up and recognize the kingdom's already built.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The kingdom's not a building. The kingdom's you and I. The kingdom's the redeemed of all ages. They're already there. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, with every head bowed, is there anyone just say, Lord, I commit myself back to this cause. I commit myself to really applying the token to my life, to applying the token to my family, applying it to my neighbor and not being afraid to witness. Applying it, Lord, and preaching your word as an absolute, not a suggestion. Preaching it, Lord, to people that it's the truth when it doesn't even look like it's true. But Lord, I'm sold out. I'm here to come. Just lay my heart right on the altar and say, Father, use me today. Is there anyone who say, that's me, Lord? That's me. God bless you. God bless you, my brothers. God bless you, sisters. Hallelujah. Hands all over this place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got faith to reach up? You that's sick tonight, reach up right now and bring that healing right down to your body. Amen. Amen. Don't leave here depressed tonight. Don't leave here under conviction. Leave here free by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. His blood will never lose its power. Why? Because I know He's alive. Let's sing it together. And because He lives, He's alive.
I can face tomorrow.
Glory.
Because He lives.
Yes, Father.
All fear is gone.
Lord Jesus, what a presence.
Because I know.
Yield yourself tonight. Yield your whole being to Him.
He
hallelujah. Oh, glory. Oh, I just feel the victory in the room.
And life is worth the living.
A declaration tonight.
Oh, and because He lives,
I'm not afraid of tomorrow.
Oh, I can face tomorrow. Oh, because He lives, all fear is gone.
Worship Him your own way. Thank Him for what He's done, even tonight. Give Him praise for it. Express your heart to Him. Don't worry about your neighbor. Hallelujah. Look Him in the face tonight. He's alive. Look Him and tell Him how much you appreciate Him. Tell Him how much He means to you. Hallelujah. Man was given one purpose, and that's to worship our Creator and to love Him as He loves us. Jesus, I love you, Lord. Thank you so much for everything, Father. Thank you for your faithfulness, Lord. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for your patience to me, Lord, for always taking care of my needs. I won't take it for granted, Lord. Thank you for it, Father. You're so good, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Blessed be your holy name, Father. Oh, yes, Lord. That's why we came, just to be in this presence, to hear His voice speak to us. Don't you just feel His love all around you, Christians? The world look at this and say, just a bunch of crazies. I pray you've got a realization that we've transcended time. We're in a realm beyond the mortal. That immortal one who's so humble, He'd come by here and express Himself to us tonight. He'd heal every one of our sicknesses, deliver every captive. There should be no devil able to hide nowhere in this place. Hallelujah. Oh, there's just the liberty of the Spirit here, brother, sister. I believe this is real worship. Hallelujah. I believe it's real worship, free of unbelief. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Thank you for moving amongst us, Lord. Oh, blessed be His name. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. It's just your kind of glory. You just have to stand in awe. Hallelujah. 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 I'm not presuming. I know His Spirit's here. And I know the Lord doesn't waste His time. Please, my brother, my sister, do not leave here captive. Do not leave here with the same doubt you came in with. Don't look at things as they are. Look at things as God said they are. Hallelujah. Let your faith make that reality. Because it's the truth, brother, sister. Be just like Abraham, against hope. Believe in hope. Call those things that are not as though they were. Don't be timid with it. That's how the devil pushes you around. You've got to be bold about it. The righteous are as bold as a lion. Why? Because the lion of the tribe of Judah is the one roaring out of them. And Satan knows he can't fight that one. He tried it one time. That was it. He was defeated. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for expressing your love tonight. Thank you, Jesus. 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 You feel at liberty, brother, sister? You feel able to raise your hands? No chains of unbelief to hold him down anymore. Able to lift up your head and say, I believe he lives. Through that blood has redeemed me back. One more time, all together. Because
he lives.
Glory to God.
I can face tomorrow.
Give him a hand clap for praise and worship. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, glory. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. He's so good to us, brother, sister.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus, for tonight. Hallelujah.
Praise you.
It's been good to be in God's house tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Just feel that saturating presence of the Lord. What does it come? Quicken that word to you. Take it home, brother, sister. It's quickened. It's happened. It's settled in heaven. Let it be settled on earth. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
On Saturday night.
Amen.
I dropped on my knees. I changed.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'd rather hear that than giving me $1 million. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's what it's all about, brother, sister.
Yes, thank you.
God won't lose a one. That's right. Be ready to go.
Praise
for the last time. Amen. Trying to think. You can't say nothing else, Harley, can you? He's just standing all of him. Hallelujah. You know what? I did forget something. That's what it was.
Yes.
We had a birthday today back there. Sister Madonna got a year younger, I guess. Praise the Lord for our sister.
Hallelujah. Happy birthday, sister.
Amen. Hallelujah. Appreciate you, sis. I've enjoyed Sister Madonna since she's been here. I tell you what, I know the Lord done send them over here, if anything, just for me. Love them back there, keeping that corner up and tight, and they don't budge at all over there, does it? Amen. Hallelujah. Well, God bless you, saints. Yeah, I'm just gonna give you a service stat. Let's give the Lord one more hand clap. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord.